Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Pat Underwood. And now, play ball. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wathan. The throw from Walkenfuss and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walkenfuss moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wathen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Wathen and he is out, Pryor applying the tag. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals won. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Howard Johnson now playing third base. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. LeMay pinch hits for Tom Paquette. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wathen hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo now playing left field. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Trammell scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.